From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama has wrapped up his latest session with his war council to chart the way forward for the war in Afghanistan. The White House has said earlier this week the president had narrowed his deliberations to four final options. But tonight, administration officials say the president has decided not to accept any of those four options. NPR's defense correspondent Mary Louise Kelly is on the line. And Mary Louise, what do we know about where the president's thinking is right now?
Well, a bit of a surprise twist from this meeting tonight, Michelle. We have two administration officials telling NPR that the president listened to the four options that had been billed, as you mentioned, as final options for where thinking had really narrowed down to, and that he's not accepting any of them in their current form. We're told that he is pushing for a lot more clarity on when U.S. troops would be able to hand over responsibility to a government in Afghanistan, pushing for more clarity in terms of timelines, when the U.S. commitment in Afghanistan could at some point wrap up. He apparently wants to make it clear that that commitment is not open-ended. So raising real questions that could alter the dynamic of the discussion here in terms of how many troops get sent and what the timeline for their presence in Afghanistan would be.
Mary Louise, we're also hearing reports that the president's ambassador to Afghanistan may be raising objections to a troop buildup. Can you tell us more about that?
That's correct. This is Ambassador Carl Eikenberry. He is the U.S. ambassador in Kabul. Significantly, he was the former U.S. commander in Afghanistan just a couple of years ago. He is reported to be expressing deep reservations about the wisdom of sending more U.S. troops to Afghanistan until it is clear whether Afghan President Hamid Karzai is on course to correct corruption within his government to be a reliable partner for the U.S. How much weight Ambassador Eikenberry's view is going to carry at this point, we don't know, but he's clearly raising objections, and clearly that's in line with the questions we hear that the president was asking tonight.
Any idea of the timeline for this decision?
Well, we've been told we might get an announcement later this month. That we're told that that is still on track, but again, it looks like they're ripping open the process a little bit and pushing back to narrow.
Thank you very much, Mary Louise.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.